Time now for your letters. After last week's show, Ted Roycraft of Califon, New Jersey wrote, I listened to Daniel Shore's essay on the dilemma faced by reporters about going to jail for not revealing their sources on the Valerie Plame CIA outing investigation, and I have the same questions I had from the beginning of this controversy. Why are these so-called sources to be protected? As far as I can tell, these sources were not news sources at all. They were just self-serving individuals, probably in the White House, who had an agenda and tried to get the press to aid in that agenda. Why do they merit protection? These sources made Robert Novak and other reporters part of their scheme. Let's protect news sources that merit protection, whistleblowers, etc. Teenager Rocky Taya's story about the New York City subways brought back memories for a number of you, including Harry Wittenberg of Orinda, California. He wrote, When I heard the story on the New York City subways and teens coming into their independence, I had to stop dead in my tracks. Though I now live in the San Francisco Bay Area, I was instantly transformed back to my own youth growing up in Brooklyn. Listening to the teenagers talk about their independence and riding the subways, I saw myself as a 15-year-old taking the subway on my own from Brooklyn to some destination in Manhattan. I relished the memories of taking the subway to Midtown, where I would get off, walk to the Museum of Modern Art, and loiter for the better part of the day, or taking the subway with guitar in hand, headed for Central Park to play music on a warm summer afternoon. All of this on my own. My life could have been very different now had it not been for those wonderfully hot, miserable summer days or freezing cold winter nights on the New York City subway system. Finally, our What's in a Song segment, produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenita, struck a chord with many of you. Catherine Nichols of Lynchburg, Virginia, wrote, Thank you for your profile of the song Don't Laugh at Me and the character program for kids inspired by the song. The piece was a poignant reminder that we are all so much more than the two candidates for president give us credit for. Thank you for the refreshing break from $4 billion worth of hate and animosity disguised as a presidential election. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org, and please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.